Hello and welcome to the Daily J podcast. As millennials living in a new decade, the digital evolution has changed and continues to change every aspect of our lives. The pros and cons are many. On the Daily J podcast, I set the agenda to help understand the change happening all around us, to master the tools and the platforms of this digital evolution, and how we can harness its opportunities to help build powerful, profitable lives. It's time to turn on your digital side. Welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Daily G podcast. Today I'm very excited. I'm not doing the podcast alone. I have an amazing gentleman with me in the studios, and we are going to have a very interesting discussion. And who do I have in my studios? Alfred Lebene, welcome to the Daily G podcast.
Hello, I'm excited to be on the platform Daily G.
Nice one.
So,
for those who don't know you, I mean, Alfred, what do you do? Who are you? I mean, tell us a bit about yourself so that people who don't know you can get to know you.
All right. So, as you rightly said, I'm Alfred Lebene, and I work in the advertising industry.
Okay.
My main role is, I organize events.
Okay.
And I also coordinate events as well.
Nice.
And I also have a passion for photography.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, basically, that's what I do.
Okay. Great. So, the reason why I decided to bring Lebene to the Daily G podcast is that, you know, we live in an era where the digital evolution has birthed many new careers, lots of things that didn't used to exist before, lots of careers and stuff that people are into now didn't used to exist before. But now, because of technology and the digital change, it's being made possible. And Lebene has taken a very, very sweet passion of his, and he's now turning it into a business, a career, which I feel we should probably zero in on and kind of take it apart and get to understand what he's into. Lebene, what exactly are you into? Like, tell us.
Okay, so as I said, photography is large, it's big. So I want to zero in to what exactly I do.
Okay.
So basically, I use my phone to take good pictures of people, interesting stuff I see, anything that I think it is of artistic nature, I just take it and bring light to it.
Wow.
And so basically that's what I do. So everything I do, it is not by the use of a professional camera.
Okay.
When you see the final work of my pictures, many a time people tend to think it is I edit it with the software, but everything is on the phone.
Wow.
So basically I use an iPhone to take beautiful pictures, and I just showcase it out for people to see the magic behind it. Yeah.
Wow. So in essence, you have resorted to iPhone photography, is that not it?
Yes.
And you are carving yourself, you are creating some sort of buzz for yourself because of what you're able to produce with your images, is that also?
Yes.
So I think that's a fantastic thing to do. I've been with Lebene for quite some time. I've known him for a couple of years, and he takes one of the most amazing shots ever with his phone. So if you check out my Instagram, my personal Instagram account at Anibok, most of the pictures I have there, if not like 60-70% of the pictures I have there were taken by Lebene, and he does a great job taking pictures of friends, loved ones, and like he's saying, you know, he has artistic angles, you know, he takes random pictures and people ask, wow, Charlie, how did you do that? You know, so today I just want us to, you know, explore that area of phone photography or smartphone photography. I feel that it's a very, very interesting perspective to sort of discuss. Lebene, how do you see the evolution of phones? You know, back then phones couldn't do what they are doing today. So in your assessment, over the last decade, a lot has happened to the phone, most especially phone cameras. What is your take on how phones have changed over the years? You know, what is your take on how?
Okay, so my take is just simple. I'll just make it snappy. not gone are the days when we had the professional camera.
Mm-hmm.
So people had to call on a cameraman
follow
them.
Yeah,
and
man.
it was you know, tedious.
Yeah.
And it was also expensive.
Yeah.
But because of technology, now everything is imbibed in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can save more money,
mm-hmm.
and you can just take your pictures, because everyone wants to do the yada yada. Just pull out their phone, take a selfie,
uh-huh.
give it to someone to just take a good picture of them.
Okay.
So I think the evolution or the migration from the old system to the new generation, I think it has helped in creating memories.
Yeah.
Creating memories. So I think that's
That's fantastic. But what sort of phone do you use for your pictures that you take all the time?
So interestingly, I use iPhone 7 Plus.
Wow.
But if anyone can be of help and get me 11 Pro Max,
So listeners out there, let me say, if you can be, you know, Christmas is over, but you can be a Father Christmas, and then, but I think that it's interesting that you say you use an iPhone 7. You know, the perception out there is that the higher the grade of the phone, or the latest the phone is, the better pictures you can take with it. Is that true?
It is true to some extent, mm-hmm. but you see, one thing that a lot of people also don't know is that taking pictures is not just holding the phone and just press the click button, mm-hmm. then you just take.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of factors that you need to consider.
Okay.
The weather is one,
mm-hmm.
the background is another.
All right.
Even the posture of the person, the posing, these are all factors that we need to take into consideration. And another thing that most of the times we always forget is, before you take a pic of someone, mm-hmm. you need to wipe both the front and the back camera.
Okay.
Even the screen, your screen, you need to wipe it.
Okay.
Because when there are particles, it distorts it, and for lack of better expression, quote unquote, we call it like noise. That's how I call it. So you don't see the striking effect of the picture. So, but when you wipe it, and when you take into consideration what I said earlier on, I mean the weather condition,
okay,
the background of where the person is taking the picture, when you take all this into consideration, you'll be able to take a very good picture. And another thing too is the size where the person is. You need to make sure that it is professional.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that it is professional, so that when the final products or the final picture comes out, mm-hmm. no one can tell that, I mean, this, we use a phone,
mm-hmm.
to take this picture.
Yes. Wow.
And after taking a picture, you can do one or two touches to it.
Okay.
Yeah. And one interesting thing about my work is I don't have any app.
Wow.
In editing the pictures.
You use the phone's editor.
The phone editor to edit all my pictures. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, have you
loved photography growing up? Has this always been a passion of yours, or you just stumbled upon it? And how did this come about?
Okay. So interestingly, I wasn't a picture freak person.
Okay.
So because of that, I always say I regret that I don't have a lot of pictures in my childhood.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's interesting, and I must give credit to one amazing lady called Ikia Owusua Nadi.
Okay.
I mean, she is the general manager of Ogilvy.
Okay.
Ogilvy is an advertising agency.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to Ikia. So I remember I did my national service, an internship at then Publicis, and she was then the general manager there.
Okay.
And Ikia loved photography. She loved pictures. Not only Ikia, but the workers there. I found myself in an environment, or in a setup where they love photography.
Okay.
So every morning when they come, people taking pictures. Even if you are not part, they will by force drag you into it.
Yeah.
And we had a beautiful garden, so anytime we take pictures, you look at the background and everything, you post it, people go like, wow, where is it? Is it in Ghana? So gradually I was kind of like, quote unquote, baptized into it.
Wow.
And yeah, I fell in love with it. That's how the whole thing started. Yeah.
Wow.
So I fell in love with not the photography, like standing behind the camera to take the pictures, but I fell in love with me taking pictures every day.
Wow.
I give my phone to people to just take a pic of me and post it, and I get good reviews on all my pictures I take. So gradually, when I got my first iPhone, that's where the whole thing started. Yeah.
Okay.
The whole thing that I wanted to be behind the camera and be able to take very good pictures of people, and
So it's not necessarily, from what you said, it's not necessarily the phone. Is it the phone? Does the phone matter also?
The phone matters. Okay. It matters, yes. No matter how good you can take pictures, the phone matters.
Okay.
Yeah. So you should also know the kind of phone that you are using. Like you rightly said, sometimes it amazes people when I tell them that the phone I used is 7 Plus.
Okay.
iPhone 7 Plus. And they go like, for real? Because my effects, the final work that comes out, it's a higher grade or a higher version of an iPhone. So sometimes people tend to, they don't want to believe that indeed I use 7 Plus. But as I said, it's all tricks. You need to know all these factors I earlier mentioned. Yeah.
Wow. Do you think that this is a hunch for you to probably pick up a professional camera and that, or you feel that yours is the smartphone, using the smartphone? Will you ever do you see yourself ever branching using a professional camera?
Definitely, most definitely, because I can't just get stuck to only using phone. But the phone is just a starter, and the reason why I'm kind of like love using the phone is because we are in an era again where a lot of people always want to take pictures every day. So I just want to brand myself in that era first, and even moving forward, I don't want to be seen as a photographer who just take like just wedding photos or photo shoot. I'm still thinking, I want to do something novel. I want to do something that is not common.
Okay.
So I'm still thinking through.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to do what the others are doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to brand myself and be known for something new.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm still thinking through. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I think that at this point, people are wondering, where can I see Lebanese works? I want to see what this guy has done, what Daily G is blabbing all about, that the guy is good. So Lebene, what was the plan? Are you can people visit your Instagram account and watch, or are you creating a separate account to showcase your work that people can have access to?
So it's in the pipeline, as the politicians will always say.
Are you a politician?
Just borrowing their words. So latest next week we are creating a page for my works.
Okay.
And the page will be called iShot by Leb.
iShot by Leb. Okay.
But for now, we've not really arrived at a name. So we are thinking through iShot by Leb or iPhotos by Leb. So when we agree on a name, then we come up with the logo. Definitely we will let the whole world know about it. Yeah. So by next week the page will be ready. Then you start posting.
But can people start seeing some stuff you've done already?
Definitely.
I mean, on your IG can they
definitely
see? Okay.
So you can visit Alf_Lebene.
Okay.
Alf_Lebene. Lebene.
Okay.
So you can visit my page and see some of the works. You can see some of my works.
Okay. Lebene, let me ask this very, very important question. You know, one of the most important things that people try to do is when they discover they have a passion or a hobby, you know, that people is gathering attention, you know, they look at ways of monetizing it. All right. So for you, how do you see yourself, you know, monetizing iPhone photography, if I should put it that way? You feel it's an area that can, you know, start fetching you some money? Because I don't mean to cut in you, but I feel that works like yours, if people are interested, they have to pay. So what's your plan?
Most definitely. I can't just start by charging or put a price to what I do, but for from the start, I just want to put my works out there. Mm-hmm. I want my works to rather do
speak
the talking
for themselves.
Yes.
Wow, great.
So I put my works there, and if you want to engage me, yeah, then we take it from there.
Wow.
Yeah, so that will be from the start.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just want people to just see what I can do, what I have done, and when they are convinced, then yes, we can take it from there. So yeah, and in the medium term, yeah, we are looking at monetizing my works. Yeah.
Okay, great. So last few questions. When you are taking these photos, you know, especially of people, what is really going through your mind when you are taking these pictures? I mean, what goes through your mind? Are you saying to yourself that this picture will come out to be one of the best? Do you know, or you just take and then they come out well? What is your thinking when you are taking this
it's
picture?
It's two things. There are some parts you can control. Yeah, you can control. Sometimes you have an idea or a concept in mind, then you can share with the person that you are taking a picture of. Yeah, so you can discuss about concept and ideas.
Okay.
And there are some parts that you have,
you just let it flow,
you have no idea about it, it just comes out beautiful, and you go I don't know how this thing manifested.
Yeah.
So sometimes those are the uncontrolling factors.
Wow.
You just take the pictures, or randomly you are just taking, you know, random pictures or random shots, and you just go through your works and you go like, wow.
Yeah, man.
How on earth did I get this shot, this striking shot?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's it. There are some parts that you can control because you have an idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Or sometimes too, you are just walking and you see something and you just go like, wow. I think when I get someone to stand beside this thing or behind this thing, I think I can get a good shot of this. And every day I tell myself that I want my pictures to be a storytelling.
Okay.
Pictures that when someone sees, they can be inspired. Yeah. Because I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, that's the essence.
Yeah.
Pictures should be able to tell story.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
You should see it, appreciate the beauty of it, and it should tell you something. Even if you don't have any caption, but at least it should speak to your soul.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff. Last question before we run out of here. Our time is almost up. Lebene, the battle over phone choice. You know, it's always been about Apple phone. Or a Samsung phone. What is your preferred choice? In terms of photography, do you think that, you say you use an iPhone, probably that's your, would you think that the Samsung phone can do an equally good job as the iPhone? What is your most preferred?
I am biased. iPhone all the way.
Hey,
I don't need to explain much.
Okay.
iPhone all the way.
What is the one reason why you love the iPhone?
If I say I can give a reason, I would lie. I'm still thinking through. I've been thinking about it all the time.
Really?
But I think it's all about the effects. The end result, the editing. That's it. I've tried Samsung. I've tried other Android phones, but I mean, I don't get that oomph.
That's the word, man. The oomph.
I don't get the oomph.
All right.
So I get it when I use an iPhone.
Great. Great having you here, Alfred Lebene. Great guy. You should definitely check out his Instagram account, Alf_Lebene. And definitely look out for his official Instagram account for his photography. Once it's out, be sure Daily G will let you know. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Daily G Podcast. The Daily G Podcast is available on all podcast streaming services. Be sure to follow me on social media at Daily G Show.
Daily G.
Yeah, man. I've been your host, George Wilkinson. See you in the next one. Peace. Bye-bye.